This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing police are investigating whether charges will be filed after a report of a suspected bomb sparked an evacuation of an apartment complex on the city's south side last night. Police say the device found inside a U.S. military vehicle on Haverhill Drive was not a threat. In a story you're hearing only on WILS, some citizens in Lansing are expressing concern over the security of their medical records as doctors move to make them paperless. DuPont CEO Andy Katarba spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
It's no different than your credit card information that's floating all over the place if you do any kind of electronic internet usage.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero applauding plans by GM for a stock sale later this year, saying it underscores the need for Michigan to maintain its manufacturing base. The mayor spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
It's part of the gubernatorial campaign. It's part of the reason I'm running for governor, because we have to make things. We have to put the P in GDP, gross domestic product. This isn't Democrat or Republican.
Some controversy in a mid-Michigan city involving music in public. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
It's become a question of whether constitutional rights were violated. A man from Howell, identified as John Flanders, got permission last spring from a Dairy Queen store manager to play music on his guitar outside the establishment. Flanders played for 2 months and then police banned him from playing there, saying he violated the city's noise ordinance. The ACLU now coming to Flanders' defense. Spokeswoman Jamie Rossman tells WILS's Tony Connolly.
He did not have amplified music, and actually the manager of the store mentioned that the cars going by on the street were actually louder than the music that he was playing.
Rossman says the group has had positive dialogue with the city manager and hopes for the ordinance to be amended by the end of the season. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A state lawmaker wants to put tougher regulations on oil firms after last month's spill in the Kalamazoo River. Senator Glenn Anderson says the state should reconsider its financial relationship with companies such as Enbridge.
It just doesn't make sense that they should be able to get tax write-offs for their actions, which were precipitated by their inaction and failing to recognize there was a problem.
Local officials holding a post office bioterrorism training to prepare for, among other things, an anthrax attack. Christine Hendrickson is with the Ingham County Health Department.
The health department would be involved in dispensing medication to postal employees and to patrons of the post office in the event of a potential anthrax release.
Enbridge, the owner of the ruptured pipeline that caused last month's oil spill into the Kalamazoo River, is again on the defensive after a Detroit Free Press report stated the company had been cited nearly 100 times since 2002. Spokeswoman Gina Jordan spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a number of assertions that Enbridge has a poor track record on pipeline safety and compliance, and we just don't believe that's a fair characterization of our performance, and nor does it reflect who we are.
The Center for Health, Environment, and Justice warning parents in Michigan not to purchase plastic back-to-school supplies labeled with the number 3 or the letter V or PVC, an indication that they're made with vinyl and contain harmful additives. Spokesman Michael Shade.
This is the most toxic plastic for our health and environment, and chemicals released by the vinyl life cycle have been linked to chronic diseases on the rise in children.
And someone in the Lansing area is today quite a lot richer. Lottery officials say the winning ticket for this weekend's $1.5 million Classic Lotto 47 jackpot was purchased at the Kroger store on Lake Lansing Road in East Lansing. Physicians are going paperless, with some citizens in Lansing concerned about the security of their medical records. McLaren Health Plan Sales Vice President Ed Harden tells WILS's Tony Connolly why his company has intentionally hired computer hackers.
People that have been charged with hacking into computer systems to try and break into ours so that we can stay on the cutting edge of it. And we're doing this every single day. This is the most critical element.
The ACLU defending a man from Howell banned from playing music outside a city Dairy Queen. Police say it violates a noise ordinance, but spokeswoman Jamie Rossman tells WILS.
He did not have amplified music, and actually the manager of the store mentioned that the cars going by on the street were actually louder than the music that he was playing.
A sign the Michigan's economy may be improving. The Lansing-based MEDC says the state has seen a growth in jobs over the last 8 years. Spokesman Greg Main.
86,000 more Michigan people are working now than were working last December. That's the first time there's been an increase in jobs in this state in who knows how long.
Lansing police still investigating last night's bomb scare after a suspicious device was found inside a U.S. military vehicle at an apartment complex on Haverhill Drive. The device turned out not to be dangerous, but led to an evacuation of the area. And AAA Michigan reporting the gas prices are down by 7 cents. The current statewide average is $2.69 a gallon. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 59. Tomorrow, partly sunny with calm winds, high near 82. And tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 63. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.